We had to appear in front of a committee that was going to impose HB 40 and argue that fracking was bad, and they really centered Denton out. They said Denton was the cause of this law that they were going to have to put into place, and they were going to have to take away home rule. And they made Denton sound like we were villains, where actually we were exercising our rights as citizens of the United States. But they were trying to turn it around and make us sound like criminals. And they're not going to be able to do that when more and more facts come out about fracking and the industry and how this industry, well, actually, just this past month, Great Britain has outlawed fracking.
Well, it's, yeah.
That Boris Johnson, of all people, says, and he wanted everything fracked one point.
But getting back to Austin, the mayor went.
Things are going to turn around.
And the city attorney went as well, and both argued.
Yeah.
The Dallas city attorney was there.
Oh, yeah, everybody was there from all over the state. But in a way, it stopped things, but then the economy went bust. That was 2008. It just went bust. So we haven't had fracking in 5 years, but it may start up again, depending on if they can sell this gas to other countries and open up those terminals down in Houston sell it.
The Barnett Shale is pretty much
tapped out.
Tapped out.
But they may come back here to refrack.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, there's always somebody who'll say, well, there's still something there.
There's another point that I want to make, that the city has to be proactive in dealing with the wells that are here, and what are they going to do with them after the gas companies leave? Some of them abandon wells. Some of them, the wells deteriorate.
There's 25 leak. Capped wells in the city now.
Yeah, they deteriorate, they leak.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a lot of issues to handle, and we want them to look ahead at that too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all part of the fracking issue.
Is that something that you're currently involved in your activism?
Mm-hmm.
That's the setback issue with new homes and development and the current wells that are here and the current plats. One third of the city is platted to be fracked. One third. And that's a huge, huge area.
And most of these plats were done before the 2010 ordinance was put in.
They were done in 2001.
Yeah. So, and that's the other thing that we're really pushing on, is that the city refuses to go and research the plat language of these pre-2015 wells, well sites, pad sites, because some of them can add more wells and refrack existing wells. And we need to know those, which wells those are, because a 500-foot reverse setback around a pad site that has the potential for refracking and redrilling is absurd. It's just absolutely absurd. But the city, as far as I know, and it's going to be a point, big point that's made Tuesday night, is that they have done no research on that. They've surveyed 18 wells because one city council member asked. 12 of those wells, 6 high priority. High priority well is 300 feet or closer to an occupied structure. 6 of the wells of the 12 of the 18 that could be re-drilled were moderate priority, 300 feet to 1,000 feet away. But just out of 18 wells, 12 of them, the majority of them, can be re-drilled. And council and staff says, oh, it's just simply, we don't have the means to go back and research all of them. That's baloney. If you can research 12, you can research all of them. It's just a matter of taking the time to do it.
So the precautionary principle, essentially.
Exactly.
It always comes back to
that. You can't get away from it.
Yep, it came back with the playgrounds, with everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one policy that just makes such perfect sense. And and history is littered with things.
Examples.
That could have been avoided
if
precaution had been taken. I mean,
sure.
It's ridiculous.